This week I'm going to interview another ex-fighter pilot. His name is Andy Valenzuela. Andy, are you on the call?
Yeah, hi, Joe.
Okay, great. Well, Bob and he are old buddies. And now you're training airline pilots, is that correct?
I was. I'm no longer doing that now. I'm flying full-time on the line.
Well, you just started as a real estate investor, right?
That's correct, just after Christmas.
And what got you, excited about doing investing for real estate?
Well, I tell you, I guess it was the conversation I had with Bob Underwood, and he explained to me how he just made $10,000 in a real estate deal and hadn't put any money down on it. I was really motivated. I guess everybody knows about the state of the airline industry, and it just didn't seem like it was going to be that stable of a career choice, and so I wanted to have something else going, either full-time or as a supplement to what I'm doing now.
Yeah. Tell us about the deal that you're doing.
A gentleman called me from a newspaper ad, and they had a home that was up. It was out of the metropolitan Denver area. I live in Denver, just west of Denver, and this home was in a very small town, pretty remote, a very nice home, but a pretty select group of people, and I thought it was very iffy if I was going to be able to do it. It was appraised at $380,000, and these people wanted $290,000. I was able to talk them down to $287,000. It wasn't much, but it just added more to my leverage as far as being able to market it. And within 30 days, actually 32 days from signing the purchase agreement, I found a buyer, and we're closing this week, and I'm going to make $10,000 on it.
Now tell them how you're making that $10,000.
So what I did was, the agreement was the home was going to sell for $287,000, partially furnished, and I just added $10,000 to the price, and so I marketed it at $297,000 in the newspaper.
And that's an awesome deal for the guy that bought it, and he bought it with cash, right?
Yes, he did. But it's been, you know, I took it through a closing company. It's been pretty painless.
Great. What's the best thing you've learned from this process?
Probably the best thing that I've learned, initially coming in, I felt like I was out to solve everybody's problems, and I guess what I've learned is that the product that we bring or the service that we bring to these people are so happy that they got their house sold, and so I solved their problem that way. The guy that bought the house was so happy to get it, the price he got it, and he didn't even balk. I just thought that, you know, to make $10,000 in a home, that was pretty ludicrous. And the guy, he didn't even balk. The value was there for him.
Yeah, I mean, you've done two deals, right?
That's correct. There's no doubt in my mind that I'm going to make well more than what I've invested in time and money in the process to learn how to do this.